Basecamp Health is a healthcare analytics tech company here in Chattanooga. Back in May, it launched Ascend, an app to help employers, health systems, schools, and other organizations navigate reopenings under COVID-19. Lee McCormick is CEO of Basecamp Health.
It is a web-based platform, so individual users will log on to the platform each day and answer a set of 5 to 7 questions. It will then take those responses along with historical responses that have been made on the platform and assess your risk. And some of the questions we're asking are around the timing of exposure, the timing of testing, any relevant symptoms, where you've traveled to, and those types of things to assess your individual risk.
This has been geared for students primarily K through 12.
It's certainly been a learning curve, as everything with COVID-19 has shown. We are choosing as a company to approach this very scientifically, knowing that no one organization as it pertains to COVID-19 has the same guidelines. So if you look across the CDC versus state guidelines versus local guidelines, they can all be slightly different. So we've chosen a more culminative approach to that and using the science to have that. As such, again, it's certainly a learning curve, especially as something so sensitive as returning to school with one of our most vulnerable populations, which is our student population. So we've been working very hand in hand with these schools to learn what they need from a workflow perspective, as well as from more of the science and exclusionary mindset that those schools need to feel safe to return on campus.
What feedback have you gotten from families about the students back at school? What feedback have you gotten from schools? What adjustments have you made to the platform?
This is a very sensitive topic, COVID-19, and we're all dealing with it in our own ways, and schools are really no different. So there has been a lot of education that we have been providing to our customers around how we are approaching the analytics behind the scenes, as well as our stance from approaching that in a scientific way. There's a huge method of case management that's occurring at these schools. So some schools are using the platform, again, as a ticket of sorts. The other individuals are using it as a means to then prompt further investigation into a particular exposure or a particular positive test to help with case management to prevent the spread. So we've seen a spectrum from schools on how they use the application and then how it then fits into other parts of their workflow in the school setting.
And you are operating this platform as there are efforts to try to bridge the digital divide as students learn during this pandemic. We've also heard about language barriers beyond any platform. How involved is your platform with that?
It's a great question. At this point, the platform is not bilingual, so it's only available in English, but we've had many accommodations made for students and or what we call the delegates for those students, so individuals who take a survey on behalf of a student to help make sure that the proper individual who can answer the survey for an individual is given access and given the appropriate credentials to take that on that student's behalf.
This is primarily for students in the schools, but nonprofits are also using it and other employers are also using it.
Yes, so we actually have a couple of universities as well that are on the platform. It's a very population-driven tool, so the more data we have, the better it is at making these predictions and keeping people safe. Showing the algorithm a very wide array of individuals, so not only your student population, but also the faculty at these schools, college-age students, as well as employers in that demographic are very helpful in pushing this algorithm forward.
And this platform is being used throughout the Chattanooga area, but this is a national effort, isn't it?
Yes, we have schools and organizations in 14 states at this point, and so we're very excited about partnering with these different locations. One, from a data perspective, to make sure we're exposing our algorithms to various locations, but also it's helping us learn at what's going on in different parts of the country and keeping pace with some of the changes that COVID-19 is bringing to these different states and these different organizations.
Where can people go online for more information?
Our website is www.basecamp-health.com. That's going to give you the best introduction to our platform, as well as where our users can log in and be exposed to the tool. We're also available on social media platforms.
All right. Lee, thanks so much.
Thank you.